News.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 23, Pretoria 24, Emelan Vlei 19, Rissenburg 25 grade.
Paar ongeluk op die paaie, Clayville R21 North, a crash at Olifantsfontein Road and a biggie at Galulies, N12 R24 West at Galulies Interchange, big crash queuing traffic.
Umalusi, die Raad vir Gehalteversekering in Algemene en Verdere Onderwys en Opleiding het die groen lig gegee vir die vrystelling van die 2024 matriekuitslae. Die Raad het vandag terugvoering gegee oor die uitslae. Umalusi uitvoerende hoof Mafu Ramametsi.
South Africa has got only one grade 12 for matric qualification, namely the National Senior Certificate. Therefore, the grade 12 learners who write and succeed in the NSC examinations under the IEB, receive the same NSC certificate that is quality assured and issued by Umalusi, as is the case with the DBE and the Sakai learners.
Die Gautengse Departement van Vervoer het gewaarsku teen onwettige skoolvervoer operateurs om aan bedryfslisensieregulasies te voldoen. Skole heropen die week vir die 2025 akademiese jaar.
As a department, we have issued a notice to all scholar transport operators through their various associations to ensure they operate legally and that vehicles are roadworthy. We will be not allowing illegality to happen on the roads. Those that do not possess valid operating licenses will not be allowed to transport learners.
Dit aan Gauteng vervoer woordvoerder Lesibampia. Twee mense is dood in 'n motorongeluk in Boksburg. Ramp- en nooddiensbeamptes het gisterand op die toneel op die N12 naby Jet Parkweg gereageer. Volgens berigte het die bestuurder beheer verloor oor die voertuig en in 'n substasie vasgery. Die Satswane SA tegniese spanne is ontplooi om aandag te gee aan kragonderbrekings in sekere dele van die metro met swaar reën wat voortduur. Die Suid-Afrikaanse weer sê het 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing uitgereik, van die woordvoerder Lindela Mashigo.
Persistent rains disrupt the delivery of essential services like electricity, water, potholes, waste collection, etc. Therefore, there will be a delay in restoring and or repairing some of these services in some instances.
En die Nasionale Seereddingsinstituut waarsku mense om versigtig te wees tydens die volmaan springgety wat die week verwag word. Dit veroorsaak hoër hoogwater en laawater, sterk getystrome en groter gevaar van trekstrome. En is daar die woordvoerder Andrew Ingram.
Some hiking trails along the coast may become inaccessible or hazardous during high tide and shoreline anglers should exercise extra caution as waves may reach beyond usual safe zones. Visitors to the coast should follow tide schedules, stay informed with the local weather updates, and always prioritize safety.
Additional September top story at this hour, Umalusi has officially approved the 2024 matric exam results.
So only those pupils that gave their permission for the information to be published, that information can be published. That's what I understand. I read something like that.
Well, basically, in terms of the story that I just read with Umalusi, they've approved the results, that it's good to go. It's got the green light. And so learners can go to school tomorrow. They can receive the results.
Yay.
The top students have been announced as well. Those who did exceptionally well, our top and high performers.
Yay.
And they met with the minister and had a breakfast this morning. And so, yeah, the results are good to go.
So once again, on their website, it is important to note that the portal will only display the results of those who agreed to have their results published. Published in the media in compliance with the Poppy Act.
And of course, there's that app that the Gauteng Education Department also has where learners can access the results on there as well.
Guys, I hope you got the results of matching the work that you put in. Mm. Or, if you were like me, Matric, I hope you are squirm for boss. What? I passed? The class of 2024.